You're listening to the Lucky Rock.
Next up on the Lucky Rock, somebody who hopefully will be able to give some guidance to TV Mom and our many other listeners, all six of you. Please welcome Mariah. I see you brought your own musical accompaniment.
Don't worry, sweetie. Mariah's here.
Okay, Mariah. I'm not sure what to do with that. Let's just get right into it. You're actually in the entertainment business?
I would call it enlightentainment.
What?
Yes. We do all sorts of things to shed light on people's lives. And we tell our listeners, don't tweak your noodle, just doodle.
You mean you tell your listeners you'll think for them?
I wouldn't call it thinking.
Yeah, I saw your website the other day, CompleteIdiot.com.
Mr. Anderson, why don't you let Mariah take that big ball of hate inside of you and pound it down into a heart-shaped cookie of love?
Mariah, let me just shoot straight. You're really giving off this whole hippied-out Agent Smith from The Matrix vibe.
Say what you like, Mr. Anderson. Mariah will always be here for you. Mariah.
Mariah, if you play your theme music one more time, this interview's over.
I embrace your reality, Mr. Anderson.
Wonderful. I got a chance to listen to your show the other night, and I heard a woman call in with a drug problem. I mean a major drug problem. She's a crack addict. And I gotta admit, you gave her some pretty unusual advice.
Oh, that's a hard one to remember. You wouldn't believe how many drug addicts listen to our show.
The show I'm thinking of was last Tuesday.
Oh, yes. I remember now. I told Cookie to embrace the reality she likes best.
Okay, you mean you told her to continue doing the crack even though she's got a family and she's bailed on them?
Reality is what we make it. If she just embraces her drug-addicted reality, then I think things will begin to turn around.
Okay. Another caller was wondering about true religion, and you told him that the truest religion was the one that was true for him?
That's right.
All right, Mariah, let's just actually think about this for a minute. Religions claim different things. Islam claims Allah is God. Christianity claims Jesus Christ is God. Other religions don't even have a God. They can't claim different things and all still be true.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Anderson. I think something can be true for an individual, but it doesn't have to be true for everybody.
So you think we should be inclusive?
Oh, absolutely.
But you just excluded everything we've learned from science, which says there is a knowable certain reality, and you've just excluded any belief system, which says that there is a reality that's true for everybody.
Mr. Anderson, I'll tell you what I tell my callers every night. Religion is beyond reality.
And it's apparently beyond thinking.
No. It's just that we can't be certain about religion.
Are you certain about that?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I mean, are you certain that we can't be certain about anything pertaining to religion?
Certainly.
Let's just move on, because I don't want any of my listeners to come and burn the studio down. You give a lot of relationship advice on your show, and so I wanted to throw out a hypothetical to you and see what you would recommend.
Mariah's here, sweetie.
One of our callers is 27 years old, considering a divorce from her husband of 4 years, first marriage, no real reason for the divorce, except for she doesn't like him anymore, and he leaves the toilet seat up.
She should leave him.
No, try to work it out. She should just leave.
The sooner the better. Because a commitment's only as good as the person keeping it. And if you can't be committed, you'll only cause more pain in the end.
What about sticking it out? What about serving each other in good times and bad?
That's overrated.
What? Overrated?
Mariah.
You've just listened to the Lucky Rock.